It's 8 minutes past three on 882 6PR. And oh, dear listener, if you could have just heard the conversation that was had between myself and the producer and the panel operator just then, I had tried to sing a song that I would like played to you all about sunsets. And obviously my singing is so bad that that is what the rest of the team came up with. That was what my interpretive song meant. So I was looking for something completely different. I'm not going to sing it for you now. Instead, I'm just going to introduce you to our travel expert, Chris Parry. And Chris, thank goodness all I do on radio is speak. How are you today?
Oh, Chrissy, that was dreadful.
I'm sorry. Did you have any idea what song I would have been thinking of to talk about sunsets?
Well, I don't know what you would have been thinking of, but this isn't showing my age, but it is showing my musical taste.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have thought a nice bit of yacht rock, maybe Jimmy Buffett, Changes in Latitude, Changes in Attitude.
Yeah,
nothing remains quite the same. Something like that.
I think maybe though, still, if I'd have sung it, poor old Kate still would have got something like that.
Oh, that just went on and on unnecessarily.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like a really bad sunset. But we're here to talk about really, really good sunsets.
Yeah.
So the question we're putting to everyone is, where is your favourite spot to watch the sun go down? You can join us, 922 11 882, or SMS us 19999677. And we do have a prize to give away. Tucked away in a little massive prize portfolio. It'll be something stunning. I can guarantee it'll be like bingo or something like that. And you'll love that because it is a lot of fun. So, Chris Parry, you've travelled all over the world. You've travelled all over Australia. Do you have a favourite spot yourself to watch the sun go down?
Well, let's just try and get some class back into the program after that song.
It's that bad.
and let's look at the best travel book of all time, On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Okay.
And that, from that book comes the description of a sunset over land as opposed to over the sea, which a lot of people love. The sun, the colour of pressed grapes, slashed with burgundy red. The fields, the colour of love and Spanish mysteries. So there's the value of the sunset for people. Now, when we suggested this last week, over the course of the last week, I've had enough comments on my website to do some statistics for you.
On Chris Parry Writes for Us, yes?
Yeah, so from just over 100 comments, we've got the following. 80% of people think the best sunsets are over water. So obviously in WA we have that advantage.
Mm-hmm.
40% had WA sunsets better than anywhere else on Earth. 19% of people pick countries that were along the equator, and particularly sort of Southeast Asia area. And certainly for me, my favourite sunset was in Borneo, but others around sort of Indonesia and Singapore as well, where it's close. And 35%, I thought this was quite nice, given that I guess we've got Valentine's Day coming up, had comments relating to the sunset experience being best shared.
Oh, that's nice, yes.
But very
not with,
nice.
Not with me singing beside you, but yeah. I could see how that would be good, yes.
And I guess looking as well at other travel sites as well around, you know, what makes a good sunset, there's very few that come up that include a building in it. Most people seem to prefer, you know, over the ocean or over the land, but certainly the Taj Mahal comes up as a number one building, closely followed by the Great Pyramids near Cairo. You know, for the awe and the history and the colours that you get from those.
I can say that I've been lucky enough to do both of those during my years when I was working with Getaway. And, yes, it is very spectacular in both. But there's something really special about – the interesting thing about Giza and those pyramids is it's almost in an industrial area just close to the centre of the city. It's really strange.
Hard to get a good photo.
It's hard to get a good photo. There is a lot of smog, et cetera, around. But the Taj Mahal, there's almost this humidity in the air and everything looks sort of fuzzy.
And I guess sort of – in that part of the world, in terms of Africa, for the pyramids, the other one that came in there, North Africa, Tunisia. Interestingly, a great way to see a Tunisian sunset is to watch the first Star Wars movie, when Luke is looking out across the desert, and you won't see two moons like he did, but all of the scenery there and the sunsets, all filmed in Tunisia. So another one that comes off as a great place for sunsets across the world.
That's
but interestingly,
interesting, yeah.
I became a bit of a Carl Krusiniski during the week as well, because I was looking at, I guess, what makes a good sunset with ions in the atmosphere and oxygen and all these sorts of things. And it did make the point that equatorial sunsets are quick because the sun's path across the sky is nearly vertical, with respect to the horizon. So that's why if you are sort of near the equator, people always comment that, that the sun sets a lot faster. Generally only takes about 2 minutes to just sort of drop completely out of sight. So there we go. We're learning lots about sunsets.
Okay. Rod and Anne-Marie from Cottesloe have rung in, Chris, to say that Harvey Fields, which is a rugby field off Broome Street in Cottesloe, is the best place they can think of to see a sunset.
That's a good one, and this, and that's the wonderful thing, I think, about Perth and Perth beaches as well, and there are so many areas. I mean, I had the great fortune of having my daughter turn 13 during the week, and we went off to City Beach and sat there having fish and chips with a glorious sunset. You know, you can't do much better than that with our beautiful beaches and a nice sort of a day that isn't too windy and just watching that, that sun just go to sleep behind the horizon.
Well, that's the thing, you know, with the West Australian sunset on the beach, isn't it? It has to have all of those things in perfect alignment, because while the colours may be beautiful, I think if you can't sit out and enjoy it without being whipped to death by a sou'wester, it kind of defeats the joy of it sometimes.
Yeah. I guess sort of photographically, if people are looking for sunsets for the photograph more than the experience shared with someone, then I guess you still look further north to Cable Beach and Carrageenie. Or not so far north, you're looking at the Pinnacles as well. Spectacular sort of landscapes to play with the light and those sorts of things. But certainly, I think you mentioned all those sort of aspects lining up, certainly in Perth, more for the experience than probably the photo.
Yeah. I mentioned Beery Rock in Northern Territory, which I've been lucky enough to go to, and that was just this sense of isolation and vastness.
Mm.
Yeah, that's beautiful. 9221882 if you'd like to join us. Chris, you ready for a call?
Ready for a call.
Michael in Scarborough, Christopher the Travel Extraordinaire. How are you going?
Well, thank you, Chrissy, and I've forgotten your guest name.
It's very easy. We try and keep it very simple here on the program. Chris and Chris, so there you go.
Chris and Chris, okay. I'll retain that for my memory banks.
Good man.
But I live on West Coast Highway in Scarborough, opposite Brighton Beach, and I see the sunset every single day, and I never get sick of it.
Yeah, you're on a perpetual holiday there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm very fortunate. But, that's where I'm at.
Can you hear that, Chris?
Yeah, I think that the great thing, I mean, it's the great pleasure to be able to watch a sunset every day and just never take it for granted, and that the colours are different every day and there's always something different to see, I think particularly around that area where there's so much activity as well. And I guess, you know, if you are looking at a sunset as a photographer does, then also, with that sort of environment up around Scarborough, you've got the opportunity to catch kite surfers going past, other boats, other people walking along the beach, those sorts of things, so that it isn't just the nature side of it. You've actually got life in the picture as well.
1999 677 is our SMS line, and Peter has left you a note, Christopher. It says, Peter from Alexander Heights says, you can't beat the main lagoon. Oh, he's gone very fancy on us. You can't beat the main lagoon in Venice.
Ah, very good. Yeah, and that's one that does come up as one of the best sunsets around the world.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I guess just because I think the combination of water. I think a lot of people like water in a sunset, but you've also got old buildings. So you've got that sense of history, and also water reflects obviously the light, but also with the old buildings, with the colours of those buildings, similar again. I mean, you look at the pyramids with the pale colours and the Taj Mahal as well, with the white smooth marble. Buildings in Venice, very old, sort of pale colours that reflect and capture light really well. So I think that's one of the reasons, but also just to be there, I mean, there's a sense of history in being in a city like Venice. So combined with the ability to reflect off water, that's always going to be a great location for a sunset. And sunrises as well.
Yeah, fair. We're going to have to leave it there, oh intrepid traveller, but thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing those thoughts with us and making us all think a little bit more about our favourite sunrises and sunsets. What's the tip for next week? Where are we travelling to?
Not sure. Where would you like to go?
Oh, I'm thinking I'd like to go to Asia, actually.
Okay, let's see what we'll do in Asia.
Fair enough. You're listening to 882 6PR and we've been joined by Chris Parry, our intrepid travel writer. And if you'd like to join up with Chris, he of course has a blog. Chris Parry writes for us. So you can join in, join the conversation and put forward some ideas if there's anything that you'd like to make a comment on. And of course this week's topic was sunrise or sunsets. Beautiful sunsets from around the world. And it appears from our listeners that many of them are right here in WA.